Personal initiative creates work. I once knew a rather plain fellow who didn't seem suited for much. He had been apprenticed to a plumber, but because he showed no real aptitude for plumbing, his boss tried him out as a sales rep. He didn't show an aptitude there either. Since his handwriting was neat, the boss made him a bookkeeper next. Again, the results were discouraging. But the bookkeeping experience taught him something: the importance of accurate inventory. So he sat down to take an inventory of himself. He decided he had these positive qualities. 1, the habit of saving money. 2, the ability to figure accurately the costs of a plumbing job. 3, the ability to recognize superior skills in others that he lacked himself. 4, persistence. 5, the ability to induce others to work in harmony. What could he do with these skills? The answer was obvious. He set out to open his own plumbing business. He found a location, sought out the best workers he could find, and began to pursue contracts. Within a year, his schedule was filled, and because he was able to bring his work in at the projected cost and to do it with quality labor, he quickly gained a reputation as the best plumber for the job, even though he was a poor plumber himself. It was only by acting on personal initiative that this man was able to make anything of his life. Starting with a definite major purpose, step by step, he built a mastermind alliance of skilled employees, delivered extra service, and attained success. If he hadn't struck out on his own, his former boss would have soon thrown up his hands and fired him. This fellow created a job for himself. Personal initiative creates opportunity. Neil Walter was a carpenter's apprentice making just $400 a week when he was hired to build some shelves in a closet. By the time he was finished and saw how grateful his client was to have better use of his space and how happy he was with the quality of his work, Walter had an idea. With money from that first satisfied customer, Walter started the California Closet Company. The incredible transformation of a crowded closet into efficient space was such a popular idea that within 12 years, Walter had more than 100 franchises around the country. Other entrepreneurs were so impressed with his idea that copycat companies sprang up across the nation. And in 1989, Walter sold his company for $12 million to Williams-Sonoma. Neil Walter could have been content just learning to be a carpenter, but he identified his skills, set himself a definite goal, and succeeded beyond the wildest dreams of any apprentice. Personal initiative creates the future. Herbert Bass and Alex Geisler were doing production work at a Philadelphia television station in the 1960s. They saw that videotape had much more flexibility for the television market than film did. Even though they were not considered top production experts, they decided to strike out on their own. They created Unitel Video. Because they couldn't offer production expertise that would stand out in the market, they chose to provide something else just as valuable. They offered the best in equipment and space to other production companies. Even though they were getting in on the business early, they still faced competition. To build their share of the market, they took on clients who couldn't work anywhere else because nobody thought they could pay their bills. Bass and Geisler also knew the importance of going the extra mile. They knew that their clients had their own clients to keep happy. By offering the latest technology, they offered their clients an advantage. As Geisler told Success magazine, "We show our client techniques he wouldn't have thought of. He gets the credit, we get paid." Besides doing production work for shows like The Simpsons and Star Trek: The Next Generation, Unitel now provides training seminars for video technicians around the country. It also offers corporate communication services for companies like IBM and Citibank, putting together video conferences that can link people in New York, Los Angeles, San Antonio, and Minneapolis just as if they were in the same room. Bass and Geisler weren't the first to see that video had a place in the future, but because they had the initiative to go after what they saw, to make a plan, to take risks, to offer things that no one else was offering, their company is now first in its field.